What is up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Behind the Library. It's your boy Rich, aka Library Monster on TikTok. And wow, man, I think people are starting to lose their mind. People are losing their perspective on what's going on in the world right now. I every time I turn on the news, man, it's another thing. It's another I don't know. I guess I'm a student of human nature. You know, I like kind of like observing, you know, just how people work and operate. And it is my professional conclusion that we have completely lost our minds. Here's the thing. There's so much information now because of the internet that just to get a sense, even a sense of what's really going on, it takes a shit ton of work. And because of that, a shit ton of work, for lack of a better term. But because of that, you know, it creates an environment that's ripe for conspiracy theories because it helps to fill in the gaps of a person's information. And but also at the same time, you just see that there are a lot of people with just, I don't know, man, they don't, it's like the lights are on, but nobody's home, man. Like, look, I used to be a big gamer, you know, but, you know, then I turned 16. And that's messed up. No, I get it. Like, I get the whole need to play video games and how people like it. It's recreational. It's, you know. But here's the thing. We're in the middle of a global pandemic and at the precipice of a massive economic crisis, right? Why are people dropping $500+ to buy the PlayStation 5? Somebody explain that to me. Anybody wants to comment on this when it goes up on YouTube, just, or hit me up on TikTok. Someone explain to me why grown people, this is because no teenager has this kind of bread, are dropping bank. I mean, and if they're buying it from like, maybe the resellers or whatever, we're talking thousands of dollars to buy a PlayStation 5 when we really have no idea what the hell is going to happen next week in terms of the economy, in terms of people, public health. Where's everyone getting this money from? Honestly, there's so much of the country that's out of work right now. Where do you have the disposable income to blow on that kind of thing? It's a console. It's a video game console. Do you understand? Like, I don't, like, they're selling out of these things. They're selling out. You know, I mean, and people are talking about Black Friday and, you know, Cyber Monday and all this stuff. And it's just like, where in a person's mind are they dropping that kind of, like, I guess I understand maybe if you're a parent, right? And your kid really wants the PlayStation 5, you know, and you got a good kid. And, you know, you always want to do your best for your children. So I get that. You know, you want to make your kids Christmas or birthday, whatever, spectacular. But if you don't and you're just a gamer, I gotta say, I think it's time you put that damn controller down and really reevaluate what is most important. Because I guarantee you that money could be better spent elsewhere. It just, I just don't get it, man. I that's something I can't understand right now, you know, and under ideal conditions, you know, you have the money, spend it however you want. I don't care. But I'm just saying right now, hold on to whatever money you have, because I mean, you have no idea what is going to happen. Like, they're already talking about what has been come to be known as the Great Reset. Let me just pull it up right here. This is an article from The Hill. It says, introducing the Great Reset, world leaders' radical plan to transform the economy. You get that? Transform the economy. What does that mean for everyday people when, you know, the economy is transformed? A lot of people are going to fall through the cracks. A lot of people are already falling through the cracks. And it's amazing. Listen to this. It says, at a virtual meeting earlier in June, hosted by the World Economic Forum, okay, So not some like random think tank or anything. The World Economic Forum. Some of the planet's most powerful business leaders, government officials, and activists announced a proposal to reset the global economy. Instead of traditional capitalism, the high-profile group said the world should adopt more socialistic policies, such as a wealth tax, additional regulations, and massive Green New Deal-like government programs. Every country, this is a quote, every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed, wrote Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, in an article published on the WEF's website. In short, he says, we need a great reset of capitalism. Schwab also said that all aspects of our societies and economies must be, quote-unquote, revamped, from education to social contracts and working conditions. They're going to irrevocably change how we relate to each other in terms of the economy. And COVID is the means by which they're going to deliver this massive transformation. Nobody would be for this. Nobody would be for this if not for the economic crisis that COVID has imposed on the world. And look, even if you're a socialist, right? Say you're very progressive, or you're a socialist, hell, even if you're a communist, right? You should be concerned about this, because this is something they drafted up in June. No one really heard anything about it. Now it's starting to trickle out. And also, what does this mean for everybody else? You know, what does it mean for the people that are out of work? Does it mean there's going to be some kind of UBI? I can get behind that, but what else, does it mean we're going to get, you know, universal health care? I don't know what it means. What does this mean? A total revamp of everything. And you would think that that kind of uncertainty would translate to people being a little bit more responsible with their money. But no, people just still spending like normal. I mean, just look at how much money freaking Amazon is making. And Amazon is making a killing right now. And all these online retailers, they're still doing business. You know, nothing's really changed except their profit margin, and it's gone up. It hasn't gone down. So I'm left to wonder what's going on in people's heads, man. You know, you gotta I beg people, man, pay attention. Just, you know, and don't get obsessed though. That's the one thing I want to stress. Don't get obsessed with the news. Let me get obsessed with the news. No, no, but don't pay attention to all the negative stories out there to the point where you get a warped idea about what life is, and you just fall into a depression. That's not good. It's not good for anybody. But what I'm saying is that, listen, just look some things up. Make sure you're a little bit informed about what's coming, because I honestly don't see us going back to quote-unquote normal. And I damn sure don't see it happening anytime soon. That's another thing. You know, people, a lot of people out there holding on hope that once we get this vaccine, everything's just going to go magically back to normal. You know, movie theaters are going to open. Stores are going to come rushing back. No, that's not going to happen, man. And I hate to break that to you. I don't like being the bearer of bad news, but it's not going to happen. We are, the world as we know it ended when COVID hit. What is going to be after that is anyone's guess. And with that kind of uncertainty, don't buy some fucking PlayStations, right? I just don't know what else to say. It floored me, because there's a lot of videos out there in terms of this PlayStation thing. There's a lot of videos out there of people getting mad because they got scammed, people getting pissed because, you know, the checkout didn't work on like the Walmart servers and this and that, because they couldn't get it on. And it's just like, dude, people are dying. People are dying. People are going broke, foreclosures, job losses, civil unrest, rumors of a civil war. We got bigger problems right now, and you got bigger problems right now than getting your hands on a freaking PlayStation console. I'm sorry. And if you don't think that, if you really think you don't have those problems, I want to meet you. I want to figure out where your head is at, where it's been. Because, it's just a game. hate to break it to you, man. At the end of the day, it's just a game. I remember when I stopped gaming. I was a teenager. I was playing PlayStation 2. That's how old I am. Okay. And I was playing PlayStation 2, and I remember the game I was playing. I was playing Soul Calibur 3. And it was a fighting game. It was fun. You know, you had to unlock the characters and this and that. So I had worked my ass off to get all the characters unlocked, right? And I was so happy. I unlocked all the characters, played through the story mode. I was like, yeah. And then about 5 seconds into my celebration, I realized I had spent hours alone in front of my television screen, controller in hand. No one gave a good goddamn about me unlocking those characters. No one cared. I got no money for it, no prestige, nothing. I literally wasted my time pressing buttons to make things on a screen move around. And after that, I said, okay, it's time to pack this up, man. I undid my PlayStation, connectors and all that stuff right then and there, wrapped it up, put it away in a box. Didn't see it again until I moved. Until I moved out of the house. And even then, I just plugged in to see if it worked. It didn't work, so I just tossed it out. And that was the end of it. You know, but I see there are people out there that make, like, videos with, like, ominous music. And, like, oh, thanks for the memories and everything. And they have their console. And I'm just like, oh, bruh. And you don't want to judge. You don't want to judge because everyone needs an outlet. Everyone needs an escape. I get it. Life is hard. But at this moment in time, I don't think anyone has time for games. That's just my opinion. You know, call me a dick if you want. I don't know. But another interesting thing is the vaccines. Okay, we're going through this pandemic, and we have rumors of this vaccine. And like I said, when there's too much information or too little information, conspiracy theories just pop up. So Scientific American came up with this article about all these myths about the COVID-19 vaccine, or about COVID-19 in general, that refuses to die. Some of them are, you know, some of them are interesting. Others I have an issue with. Let me see. Like this first one, I do actually have an issue with, because I personally... here it is. The title of it is 9 COVID-19 Myths That Just Won't Go Away. This is from Scientific American. The first myth, it says the novel coronavirus was engineered in a lab in China. It says that's a myth. That's the first myth. Now look, honestly, I do believe that this is not a naturally occurring virus. I believe that. I don't. I'm not buying the story about the damn bats. I'm just not. You know, there's a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, just happened to be where this thing started at. And another thing, I understand why they would lie about this, why everyone would hammer in the idea that it was a naturally occurring virus and not a bioweapon. Or an engineered virus or anything like that. Here's the thing. Say they came out and said that, listen, this was a bioweapon and it was accidentally released. Well, if that were to happen, every country on earth would look at China and want some reparations, right? Because it's their fault. It's their responsibility. They didn't take precautions and they let this plague on the world. China would not be able to reimburse Earth for all the losses incurred by the coronavirus. So China would just tell everyone to fuck off, basically. And that's not good, because that means war. I mean, people that lost loved ones and people that lost their livelihoods, they're going to be mad. And they're going to be looking for their government to do something about this. And the only thing the government could possibly do is war, for the most part. So we can't have that. I mean, China is no slim pickings. You know, that a war between the West and China would pretty much guarantee almost the destruction of the Earth. I mean, it could go nuclear very quickly. So no one wants that. And it's the same situation as if it was a bioweapon and it was deliberate, if not worse. So, you know, when you're looking at those options, the best thing to do would be to lie to the people and tell them this was a natural thing, and hopefully they'll believe that. So that way people are not out for blood. So while I don't believe Scientific American here, I understand why they're saying it. However, this other myth is the one I find the most interesting, something we're going to get to in a minute. It's myth number 9. Any vaccine will be unsafe and a bigger risk than getting COVID-19. This has its roots in the anti-vaxxers. I'm all for vaccines. I think there's a mountain of evidence to suggest their efficacy in combating diseases. That said, I am very concerned about how fast this vaccine was developed. I think it is rushed. And when, like I said many times before about this supposed vaccine coming up, when things get rushed, mistakes happen. And I'm not going to be one of the first online for this thing. I'm just being very honest with you. I'm not opposed to getting it somewhere down the road after we've seen, people haven't dropped dead from the damn thing. But I'm very, very cautious about this. And then, and I know I'm not alone out there. I know I haven't met one person that said, yeah, I'm going to get that right when it comes out. Haven't met one. I've met a lot of people going, I'm not getting that damn thing, especially minorities. And the reason, and there's justification for that. I mean, the fact is, in this country, there is a history of people of color being experimented on, you know, medical experimentation, human experimentation. This happened. So to expect them to be ready, willing, and able to take this new vaccine after the rushed trials and all of that, I think that's a pipe dream. I don't think that's reasonable to expect. And then you also have articles like this, the one I'm about to show you, come out. This is from Natural News. Now, Natural News looks like a very conspiratorial website. Doesn't really look that legitimate. But again, I have an open mind, and I always do the fact checking. I just do. So this article is entitled "Vax the Blacks."
Since losing the election, President Trump yesterday said a vaccine would be ready to ship to the country's most vulnerable populations.
This started playing. Okay, so let's ignore that for now. What I was saying is, the title of the article again is called "Vax the Blacks." Joe Biden's COVID-19 task force member recommends withholding food stamps and rent assistance from those who refuse coronavirus vaccines. Now, at first, when I came across this, I came across it on TikTok. A user had made a video about it. So I said, let me look this up. Let me see what they're saying here. I'm sure they're probably taking something out of context. Let me look up the truth. You know, let me try to see if I could find it. So I found the website. I went through the article. Sure enough, it asserts that there was a government think tank that made recommendations, and this government think tank has one of their chief members working with the newly, I guess, soon to be Biden administration. And if you just read this article, then yes, it does look like It does make it look like that's what they recommended, which would be a disaster. So I was like, okay, wait a minute. Let me find out where they're getting this information from. So I actually pulled up the actual PDF of the study, and this is a legitimate thing. Okay, I want people to understand that. This is an actual publication. It's an academic publication. And it's not, we're not talking about something, you know, from InfoWars or anything. This is, the title of it is "The Public's Role in COVID-19 Vaccination, Planning Recommendations Informed by Design Thinking and Social, Behavioral, and Communication Studies." Okay. July 2020 is dated. It's from John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health. So a legitimate publication, okay, in terms of it being academic. Now, the part, and I read through this whole damn document, for the most part, it doesn't seem menacing at all. The tonality of it seems like they want to more engage people at a grassroots level, because they understand that people are going to be apprehensive, especially people of color, are going to be apprehensive about taking a new vaccine. So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of coming up with strategies and how to reach out and get people to take. And also understand something. Yes, some of the people on the panel that created this thing, you know, this document, are probably going to be working in the Biden administration. That said, it's not a actual government agency that has implemented this. Basically, the document that Natural News has sourced is it's just a group that's making recommendations. That said, there was a part that did give me a little, you know, that sent a chill up my spine a little bit. Out of context, it's going to, but we'll explain the context in a second. Says right here, and this is on page 28 of the PDF. I'm also going to link the PDF to the when I put this podcast up in the information section. I'll link the PDF. That's going to be today's featured book, quote unquote book, even though it's not a book. But everyone should read this. It's very interesting. So the part that I'm talking about, and the part that Natural News was talking about, is this. It says local, state, and public health agencies should explore collaboration with interagency non-government partners to bundle vaccination with other safety net services. And it goes on and it says, for example, the WIC nutrition program serves as a key mechanism for connecting low-income pregnant women with nutrition support and clinical services, and immunization screenings and vaccine promotion are built into the WIC program. Bundling services, e.g. food security, rent assistance, and free clinic services, are already being provided to particular vulnerable populations in the context of COVID. And it goes on to explain that these are, you know, older adults, low-income adults, blacks and minority communities, that it's already happening. So they're suggesting that they expand on this, and it could be a way to build trust and streamline the vaccine provisioning. That I found a bit disturbing. Like I said, if you take it out of context, that would be scary, because it sounds like they're going to be telling people, listen, you need to get this vaccine, otherwise you don't get rental assistance, or you need to get this vaccine, otherwise you don't get, you know, food stamps or WIC or anything like that. And that is an atrocious thing. But I don't think they're doing that. I think that they want to suggest that when a person goes in. So it's like when you walk into a doctor's office and they're like, hey, do you get your flu shot? And he's like, I don't want that. And then they just leave it at that. But I think here's the thing. If they do move forward with this, you know there are going to be a bunch of assholes somewhere that are going to imply, wink, wink, that you get the COVID shot. Otherwise, you might not get these government assistance programs. That's going to happen because there are people like that. They're just people, either out of ignorance or out of malice, they would imply very strongly to people that need, and these are desperate people. If you're getting WIC, you're not in a good place in your life, okay? They're going to imply that the benefits are attached to COVID, to get to the COVID vaccine. I hope we don't get to see that. We don't see that in this country, but I think that if they move forward with this, that's what's going to happen. And I don't really think there's any way you can stop that, to be honest with you, the thing that people in these government panels don't realize is that when you're on the ground floor, when you're in the trenches of this, things are a lot different than when you're in a think tank, you know, coming up with ways of going about it. Just how things progress at the grassroots level is much different than how they progress in academia. So the idea that we're going to come up with this and everything's going to be fine and the rollout's going to be nice and smooth, and, you know, we're not going to force anyone to get this, and, you know, we'll just, you know, tell them about it when they go to get WIC. I mean, like, that's, I mean, you're dreaming, man. You're dreaming. Somebody, somewhere is going to go and say, listen, you have to get this, or otherwise you don't get coverage. You know, you have to get this, you don't get rental assistance. You have to get this, or you don't get, you know, bailout money. Whatever it is, someone's going to say that. Someone's going to tell someone that just to be a dick, or just because they're uninformed. Whatever it is, that's going to happen, and it's going to happen a lot. And I really hope that that's not where they're going with it. You know, I mean, honestly, if it gets to a point where people can't work unless they get this vaccine, you thought you saw some riots? You haven't seen no riots yet, man. You know, this is why I'm saying save your freaking money for things that are important, because God only knows how this clusterfuck of a year is going to come to a landing. We may get a vaccine, but there is no damn way that it's going to rolled out nice and smooth, no hiccups, none of that stuff. And I think we're going to look, I think we have to be start thinking 2022, because I don't think that 2021 is going to be, you know, this magical turnaround. I just don't see it happening. Realistically, I don't see it happening. Put it this way. CNN, Jake Tapper of CNN said Christmas is probably not possible this year. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. He literally said that Christmas is probably not possible. He was having some kind of interview with Dr. Fauci. I mean, I hope you know that name. At this point, he's been everywhere. He's the public enemy and public hero number one all at the same time. So anyway, Tapper was interviewing him, and Tapper said probably not going to be possible when it comes to Christmas because of COVID. And Fauci said that Thanksgiving plans will be individual choice based on risk. Look, when we're talking about, when there are people in the media, public faces, talking about canceling Christmas, yeah, I think it's time to forget the idea that we're getting back to normal anytime soon or ever. I just laid it out for you that, you know, they don't plan on returning back to normal. They plan on a full reset of the economy, a total revamp of everything. And they're going to cancel Christmas. Listen, kids, I know there's no kids. There shouldn't be any kids listening to me. But I'm just saying, Christmas is going to move forward. Nothing is going to cancel Christmas. I don't care what anybody says. And, I mean, wars didn't even cancel Christmas. So, it doesn't matter what Mr. Tapper has to say. Christmas is going to move forward. And, you know, everyone's just going to do the best they can. But, the idea that we don't need to be taking serious measures individually, because we need to, I mean, we have to. Everyone needs to take stock of what they have and what they're ready to deal with. Because, look, the fact is, we're in uncharted territory. There has never been a global threat such as this before. And we need, I don't want to say we need global solutions, but at the very least, we need to each individually take responsibility for our own actions. And, you know, make responsible adult decisions. You know, so whenever you spend something out there, man, whenever you buy anything these days, think about it first. Like, really think about it. You know, if you have luxury items, you have to reevaluate what a luxury is. Because we don't know what's going to happen. And I just, I hope that everyone out there is safe and healthy. And hopefully we get through this. You know, who knows? There may be a miracle turnaround. I don't know. I hope the vaccines are effective and they help us get through this. But just everyone stay safe out there. You know, we'll get through it together. You know, try to be positive at the end of this. And Christmas will never be canceled. Do you hear me, CNN? It will never be canceled. Well, that's it for today. Thanks, you guys, for listening. This is Rich, a.k.a. Library Monster on TikTok. with another episode of Behind the Library. And thank you guys for listening again, and I'll see you next time.